great place to be, you know what I mean. It was a graft of the game, Francis, what it was, and we knew it would be like that, getting in front, getting an edge, and getting over the line. That's all we can, over the line, what will be, and fair play to them that they got there till an all final. Aye.
A few sticky moments there at the start of the second half. Kildare showed that wee burst, and it put you in a lot of trouble there, and they brought it back to a point.
As I say, a lot of good players in that Kildare team, and we knew it was going to be a tight game, and knew they were going to come at us, you know what I mean. And realistically, they punished a lot of our mistakes, so that, you know, and you see, the ball was getting tight, the hull, and on the getting around our men pretty quick, so we turned it over, and away they're going. And as I say, all the serious, you know, they didn't get inside a lot. One chance for a goal on them, or she made a good save, so it did. And just look here, we go over the line. That's the main thing, you know.
And that wee bit of experience with Connor, Devlin, Connor O'Neill, and boys like that, you know, just steadying the ship whenever things were a wee bit difficult, and then things turned.
Turned around, surely, God, to steady the ship, you know what I mean, when needed. Connor Devlin, particularly, it was a big turnaround, a great shoulder in the forward line, forward in here in the corner back area, and turned the ball over, and it was one we can stay down the field and get a big score from, you know. And I felt we got the scores at the right time, you know, when Kildare pushed at us, we were able to get in there at the right time and stats him out and get a score away. And you can see big end of Donegan there near the end, fist over the bar. So fair play to the lads, they took a sensible score at the right time, you know. Dara got his goal, great, surely goal, but you know, we took a couple of fists over the bar and stuff like that. Dara Devon come in there, and I just felt that was a wee bit of know-how from them boys to do that, you know, to kill the game off.
You're 15 from last year's squad, but a number of new men that are just new in the squad this year have nailed down places in your team. A couple from the minors, you know, so it, you know, there's that freshness there, and it shows that yourself and the management, you're willing to keep that door open, and anybody can knock on that door.
Because you were here the year before, Francis, and I'll guarantee you, you know, that you're going to walk straight into the team. You know, you have to earn your core, and you have to earn your place, you know. As I say, there's you fellas in the chain room, and the challenge I throw to them, right? These boys are here last year. They think that this jersey, what can you do to make sure you're getting it? And I say, it's a clean slate, everybody's in with us, and the challenge to start here, get me the best 15 on the 20 players in Tyrone I can possibly that I think we can go forward here with the best on the 20 team in Ulster. Now we're pushing on to that next one to see can we push to the line for another Ireland title. So look, a lot of work to be done here. Sore bodies in the line there, so will I have as well, and we'll get them well prepared for it. Aye.
And the new boys, I mean, they don't look out of place whatsoever, you know, and obviously they wouldn't keep their places in that team if they did look out of place. But you know, and maybe pick out Michael McNamee as an example. You know, he's just been brilliant in defence this year, you know.
I think that the main scorers there, young lad Lynch and your lad Donnelly, Kelly at the far side of the field, kept pretty quiet, so they were, you know, him and Sean Brother was immense tonight, yeah, there, and Rowan Kelly. And look here, it's you know, get in there, get your opportunity, and grasp it, and I say it, the door's open till all lads there prepared to take their chance. And you see that they've used a lot of players this year, and full credit to them, they've got them into the final. Aye.
All-Ireland final, it's going to be a big occasion, you know, and a nervy occasion for players, even those that have been there before. So what do you say to the players, and how do you get them settled and ready and composed and relaxed and up for it as well?
Well, it's an odd game, you know what I mean. As you say, there's a lot of new faces in there going until an All-Ireland final. Some of them haven't played an All-Ireland final, some of them played under 20, some of them played minors, but you know, a lot of the lads that have been involved will use that experience going through here, and again, look at the coaching team we have here, a lot of guys in there will put their shoulder the wheel too, and help them go over the line. So look, better work to do if we get in the final, and we'll embrace it. So will I.